Steve Jaco pre-game interview.
Because Corey Enright has been good enough to join us from up at the wonderful Metricon Stadium. Boris, Kingy, Benny, Cass, Pete Ryan and Nealty in the K-Rock Hub for South Point Garden Supplies. Can you give us a bit of a ground and weather update? And are they putting the green paint out again tonight to cover up the bare patches?
There's, like a few of us here, there's a bit patchy in areas, but the weather is spot on, mate. So there's no wind at all, and it's a perfect night for footy up here.
Yeah, one where you'd almost pull the pumas back on yourself?
No, a bit too quick for my liking, I reckon not. she's a fast track.
Did that come into your consideration when you selected the side? And obviously being the forwards coach yourself, what input did you have to the change that saw Asava come out of the lineup and that you go with Tom Hawkins as your lone marking target in terms of, you know, a big bloke with Gary Rowan around him?
Yeah. Well, obviously, there's a few factors that come into it. Opposition probably have a fair bit to do with it. But, we feel like we've picked a pretty balanced team tonight. We're ready for, some different looks and what might present from the opposition point of view. But, the couple of changes that we made, we obviously had some quality to come back in with Tui and Taylor from last week. So we find about those guys coming back, and both of those guys prior to their week off last week were in super touch. So hopefully they can pick off from where they left off earlier.
Everything going to plan. What percentage will Dangerfield play between midfield and forward?
That's a million-dollar question, I thought. But hopefully things are going well. We might be able to use him in both spots. But it's a pretty loose plan with him. But it's really dependent on how the game's going.
Corey, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us. We love loose plans. They're the best sort of plans. Tommy Hawkins might win the Coleman. Has he got it
on Friday night? Yeah.
Oh, exactly right. We'd be pity we're in the hub here, but otherwise we'd all sorts of shenanigans might be going on. But Tommy Hawkins, has he dyed his hair and brought a Porsche or something? He might win the Coleman.
No, he hasn't dyed his hair and bought a Porsche. He's probably got one stashed away down the farm somewhere. But he's obviously in great form. It's been well highlighted. But he's doing a lot of things right at the moment. He's obviously kicking goals. He's also helping set it up and creating a contact with his sister as well. So he's making sure that he's got that good balance going at the moment. Sometimes you get rewarded.
Is he? I know you loathe to answer this, but try and give us something. Is he your most important player in terms of the structure of your team? And he's irreplaceable at hit with his experience and his size. Is he arguably the most important player in your side?
Oh, he's got to be right up there. We saw last year in the finals, probably that was a great example of that, where we had him 1 week and he was a real key focus for us, and the following week we didn't, and we probably lost a bit of our structure and also our potency without him. So he is such a hard player to replace. We've got a few guys that are probably in that category.
For Prestige, Jaco speaking with Cats assistant coach Corey Enright, and here is Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy.
Good luck tonight, Corey. Mate, last week against the Crows, they threw a couple of different things at you and at the player group out there in terms of some of the strategies they used. What did the group learn from last week's trip to Adelaide?
Yeah, they did. They were very wound up around the footy, and their intensity was at a really high level. And they, they outnumbered us around the footy, particularly in that first half. And we probably had to change a few things structurally to give our boys a chance around the ball. They were really strong in that area. We felt like we got that game back to where we wanted to after half time. So definitely learn a couple of things, and it's probably not too dissimilar to how the Bulldogs play themselves. They're obviously really, really strong around the football and away from the football as well with their transition. So hopefully hold us in good stead that we had a look at that sort of type of play a week earlier.
I was going to ask you that. So, yes, they do have some similarities. So in terms of that this evening, You've mentioned the contested ball situation and the heat that Adelaide did bring in the excess numbers they played around there. So in terms of the Bulldogs and your approach, we get a lot of calls in here that the punters or our listeners want to know, right, how much focus will Geelong put on themselves and how they want to play, and what percentage are they going to look at the Western Bulldogs and say we might have to change a little bit? Can you give us a bit of an insight into that?
Yeah, it's a fine balance, as you know, mate. I think the most important thing is that you focus on yourself and get your game right, with an element of knowing what the opposition are likely to do. We feel like we try to obviously focus a little bit on the opposition, mainly on their strengths and what they can do, and then potentially some different things that they might throw up at us. But as a whole, on their strengths, is around the ball and their ability to use the ball and use their numbers and then transition away. And, they've got some pretty good high-end players around the midfield, and obviously they're pretty exceptional with ball in hand, ball in foot. So, again, the way we play, we like to put pressure on the opposition, and that's got to be our number one focus this year. Contest starts from there, and then work out from there. So the boys around the ball have to be wound up, ready to go, and put some action in there.
Boris, Peter Ryan here. Good luck tonight. I know it's a few weeks away, but Gary Ablett obviously will be back for the last game. Do you start to do any thinking about how you slot him back into the team? I mean, you obviously slot him back into the team, but how much impact that will have? Like, what sort of preliminary thinking do you have with the prospect of him coming back into the team?
Yeah, there's obviously a fair bit of planning with Gary and all he's been able to do. Obviously, training-wise, back in Geelong, back in Melbourne, we've had a pretty good program for him. He's doing well in that regard. But it's hard till you see the great man in person and get him here and then get him back in the group and get him in the groove of things. So everyone's really excited for him to come up, and I know he's excited as well. So obviously, with him, he's got 350 odd games of experience. He knows what to do, and he's obviously pretty professional, quality performer. So again, it's just making sure that give him a chance when he gets here, and see how he is.
And just on Asavo, you're obviously trying a few things at the moment. What's he need to do? Chris Scott said he's in the best 22 when he's at his best. What does he need to do to force his way back into that side permanently?
Yeah, I think for Asava, he's just focusing on what he does really well, and he's really crucial for us at the contest. He's, when he's up and going, he jumps, and he's really hard match up for the opposition. But he's also very good at ground level as well. So for him, it's probably just going back to what he's good at and getting some confidence and form around his game. So when he gets the opportunity again, he has had that confidence and he's ready to go.
Boris, really appreciate your time. Wish you the very best of luck tonight. We look forward to calling this one and hopefully another 4 points in the bank for the Cats come around 10:15 tonight. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks a lot.
Corey Enright joining us thanks to Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer. You can, of course, check them out on the Ballarine Highway at Newcombe. Tony and John Spence and the team, 2020 can be your year to jump in a Jayco. What are you waiting for?
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.